Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 2 of the Coliseum. We are 4 weeks away from Titans of the Cage. I repeat, that is 4 weeks from Titans of the Cage in Wytheville, Virginia. Get your tickets if you haven't already gotten them. I'm telling you what, this card is going to be big, it's going to be bad, and most of all, it's the best one we have brought to you yet. You know, I want to take a minute to give a shout out to this week's sponsor, Fighter himself, Corey Brewster. You know, he's got a barbershop there in Tazewell, Virginia. Old Town Barber Company. I'm telling you what, if you need a cut, go see Corey. He knows what he's doing. He's kept my hair looking good for years. I'll tell you what, he'll do the same for you. So, hold on. Let's just jump on into the interviews and thank you guys once again. Like I said, 4 weeks away, guys. 4 weeks.
That's good, man.
Not a whole lot, man. How you feeling?
Feeling real good. Fight ready?
Fight ready, man. He's straight to the point, man. Right to it.
I'm fight ready. Yeah.
4 weeks out, man. I know. As I was getting the intro ready for this week, I was like, man, we are 4 weeks away from Titans of the Cage.
Yes, sir.
How's that make you feel? Really? Like, are you nervous? Anything going on like that?
No, I'm not nervous or nothing. It's just like it's my first fight in front of people. Cause like I hard spar like every Saturday in the gym and stuff. So like the fighting part gonna come easy. It's just like I got to do it in front of everybody now. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I get that. I know 4 weeks. I mean, I'm riding that energy from you guys. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Goosebumps.
That's right. Well, man, what made you get into this, dude? Like, what was the deciding factor in this? What made you think, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot?
So how I got into MMA is like my little brother. So my dad said it's a gym in Matthews because I live in Charlotte. So he went to the gym one day, and my little brother walked in there. And as I'm walking behind him, and I get in the gym, and I'm looking, he already signed up. I'm looking back like, man, I can do this too, because I want to show my little brother, like, we can do this together. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm looking back at everybody. I'm like, okay, bet. I like what I see. And I'm like, man, Pops, I'm going to sign up too. My Pops is like, all right, go ahead and sign up. So I signed up and stuff. And then ever since then, I've been loving it, man. Like, this is what I want to do, and I feel like I can make something out of it.
Hey, that's what I hear. So you're from Charlotte, the big Char-town.
Or the foe.
love it. Charlotte's, yeah. Charlotte's one of my favorite places, that's for sure. Yeah, man. Dude, I'm excited to see what you got to bring, man. I really am. I mean, this is your first fight. You know, this is what it's about. Getting out there, getting your name out there. You looking to make are you going to make that first impression on the world?
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I gotta do to win. You feel what I'm saying? Like I can't really tell you what's gonna happen.
I'm a humble
young man. You feel what I'm saying? I'm 21. I'm humble. I'm just hungry. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm coming to fight. That's all it is.
Well, you heard it here. He is hungry.
Yes, sir.
But I'm like, well, you know, is there any like, you know, I'm gonna say it. I like Conor McGregor because he can trash talk. The man knows the mic. Who was your biggest influence in MMA? Like, who was the big draw? Like, was there somebody that really stands out to you right now? Old, new, past, present?
Man,
that you kind of look up to?
I like everybody. Because, like, I'm not on that level yet. So, I can't say, oh, I don't like this person because the attitude or the way.
Right.
But I like everybody, man. Like, everybody in the UFC, they got there some way. Like, they got there because they're the best. You feel what I'm saying? So, I like everybody. Like, and then me watching film on the UFC and people in the UFC, it gives me more weapons to put in my toolbox, my arsenal.
Yeah. Oh, do you have like teammates coming up in fighting too, or are you the only one from your gym?
Well, we have Upright coming up too. He's 155, man. That boy's a beast, man. So he should be there. And I mean, we gonna have a whole team there just carpooling to get down there to watch the boys fight. You feel what I'm saying? Like, highest time gonna come down there ready to fight. But it's me and then this Upright. Like, I think he's like close to the last fight or something like that. But yeah, man, we carpooling. We gonna have the whole state down there.
You tell me everybody in North Carolina is just coming up to watch the fights, huh?
Hey, you gonna see, man.
I love it. I'm a big fan of North Carolina. I spent a lot of time over in the Sparta, Jefferson, Ashe County area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Anything you got to say to your team that's going to be listening to this, to kind of encouragement or just like thanking them, giving them a little bit of.
Nah, you know? What I thing is, I wanna thank my coaches, Coach Kevin, Coach Tony, and Coach Jared, and my Don Boston coaches, cause we cross train and stuff like that. So I've been doing a little boxing and stuff. And I wanna thank CJJ. I go there every Sunday and I'll be training there too with them guys, you know, just working on my grappling and stuff. But I also wanna thank my fight team. I wanna thank Pat. I wanna thank Upright. I wanna thank Pickle Rick. I wanna thank and just the rest of the fight team, man, you know. Heistein got it's a new Heistein now, so we trying to do some bigger and better things, you know. That's all.
I like it. Love the energy, man. Loving it.
Oh yeah, man. You know, more energy on the 12th, man. We just coming. Hey, I'm coming to fight, yo.
Hey, I can't wait to, you know, get to see what you got to bring to the cage, dude. Let's definitely link up when you get there so we can talk, so we're not just like, you know, looking face to face.
Oh yeah, listen. When I pull up after the weigh-ins and stuff, you know, the blood work go through and everything, we can chop it up, man. Hey.
That's what I like. We'll go live and have a live podcast right on scene. Everybody, as soon as they come off from weighing in. How about that?
Hey, let's make it happen.
Sounds good to me. Anything you want to say to your opponent coming up?
Nah, man. I'm a humble person. I'm just coming to fight. That's all. I'm not no trash talker. None of that. I'm just coming to fight. I'm coming to fight, do my job, and go back home and train somewhere. That's all I'm coming to do. I ain't into all that talking stuff, man.
All right, man. Hey.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs, some humble folks out there.
One last thing. Highest time, we next, baby.
All right. Hey, man. It's been awesome. Can't wait to see you. 4 weeks out, man.
Hey, four weeks out.
Appreciate your time, man. Can't wait to see you. Let's roll.
Highest time for life, baby.
Baker.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm still feeling good. I'm a huge Vols fan. And what we did last night, I'm still living off of that. And I just had an interview earlier just a couple seconds ago. And, man, I'm telling you, the energy I'm getting from everybody is feeling good tonight.
Oh, man. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, man. So, I think you're slated to fight Corey Brewster coming up in 4 weeks. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is. Excited, man.
Feeling good about it?
Yeah, man. Getting in a really good fight shape, you know, training every day. You know, doing all the right things, weight's looking good. I'm just super stoked to fight.
Awesome. Yeah, your last fight, I usually look over to see you coming off a win, loss, draw.
Actually a loss. I fought the TOC back in April and come off a loss to, I forget who the guy was. He's like, guy had fought quite a few times. Sorry, man, there's a car right here with his base up.
You're fine, man. It's okay. I hear you loud and clear, man. So you're looking to rebound. That's right.
But yeah, coming off a loss, man, I'm just ready to get back in there. You know what I mean? I love fighting and I love being in there. So, but yeah, I'm fighting Corey. I'm excited for the fight. I think it's going to be a good fight.
I believe too. I think this whole card's going to be a dynamite card, in my opinion. Personal opinion. So you're coming off a loss. How's this camp treating you? Doing pretty good though. You said.
Yeah, man, it's going great, man. One of the best camps so far. I brought some guys to spar with that are, you know, really high level. So it's good getting in there with guys that you know are really good, and then you see yourself progress through camp as you get in better shape, and you know, you start landing more punches and hanging in there with them, and then it's time to fight, you know, and you're ready, you know. And that's kind of where I'm getting at now.
So, you know, now that we're talking about your camp, what got you into MMA? What was the driving factor to, you know, make that plunge into the sport?
I guess it was, I was probably 18, 19, and I saw a kickboxing class and I met this guy and I was like, let's do it. Never since, just been in love with it. Got into jiu-jitsu later. I wrestled when I was really young, not very long or much of it. But now in my later adult years, you know, I just fell in love with it. You know, every day, just the grind, learning the wrestling, the jiu-jitsu, the striking, which, I mean, I love the most. But, you know, I'm becoming way more well-rounded and, you know, learning things every day and then stuff I already know, making it sharper, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's about, you know, being better the next day than you were the day before.
Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely.
So, who's your biggest, like, biggest influence in, you know, the MMA world? Do you have, like, a certain fighter that you really look up to style-wise? Maybe just
personally? Yeah, for sure, man. You know, I like Sean O'Malley. I know he's fighting this coming weekend, but that's going to be a good fight, by the way. But I guess my role model, Alan Crowder. I fight at his gym. You know, he fought in the UFC for a while. He retired, but, you know, getting knowledge from him and a lot of my coaches, Coach G, Dale, Coach Jeffries, you know, I have all that knowledge. And those guys, man, they're my role models day in and day out, man.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, just talking about Sugar Show, you know, I'm looking forward to that one. That's for sure. That's going to be all out war, I do believe.
Yeah, it's going to be a banger, man. I can't wait for it. Talde Rivera, too, man, in the Islam fight. It's going to be killer fight, too.
Going to be a killer too, man. I'm loving to see it. I'd like to see Islam pull it out, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, what's your predictions on it? Who you got out of those two fights?
You know what, I hate to say this, but I think you hear me say it now. I hate to say it, but I think Sugar, I think he's gonna take the L this time. I think Jan's gonna be a little too much right now, but I do believe I think Oliveira's got his number, has got his numbers up too. So Islam and Jan, I do believe. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, bro. I mean, that's a sound prediction. I got O'Malley. I think he's going to pull it through and surprise everybody, but you never know.
Hey, as we saw last night, anything can happen on any given night, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. That was wild.
Go Rocky Top.
You're nope. Right.
So, you know, we're 4 weeks out. You're feeling good. Team mm-hmm. behind you. Is anybody else coming up from your team? Like, are you the only one from your team coming to fight, or is there anybody else?
As far as fighting, it's just me. I know a lot of people from my gym are going to be coming to watch. At our gym, we just had some smoker fights. It's called Gloves to Glory. It's going to be on YouTube. But yeah, we had some smoker fights. I cornered and got some guys that are going to be going into amateur to get some experience under their belt, did some smokers, and they were awesome. So out of our gym, we got some up-and-comers coming. I'm sure they'll be fighting at TOC whenever they're ready.
Awesome. Sounds awesome, man. You know, is there anything you want to tell your team that's going to be listening to this later on after we get it out there?
Yeah, man. I appreciate every one of you guys, man. All the guys that get in there and spar, Shark Tank me, teach me, you know, just there for me, support, man. Love all you guys. Man, in the Kim and the promotion, man, thanks for having me back to fight these times. And I just love the sport and all the people in it, man. It's an awesome place to be.
All right. You know, I'm not going to hold you long. It's late Sunday night. You know, anything you want to tell your opponent right now? Anything?
Yeah, man. For sure. Just that, you know, get in there and go to war, man. And I appreciate him. I hope he's working hard, go in there and put a show on. I'm excited, man. Hope he's excited. And, you know, I'll see him November 12th.
All right, man. You know, like I said, we're 4 weeks out. Dude, when you get there, I'll be floating around if you want to come up. I think I've got a couple guys that want to do like a post-weigh-in interview. Hit me up. We'll take care of it. We'll knock it out, and we'll talk then, man. How about that?
Heck yeah, man. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate you, man.
All right, see you later, dude. Take it easy.
See you later, man. You too. Bye.
Not much, man. How you feeling 4 weeks out?
Feeling good, man. Eat whatever I want.
I like it. Like the energy, man. Yeah. So, what are you feeling? You know, is this your first time fighting at Titans of the Cage? Or
this is my second. Yeah.
Second time? Awesome. Yeah. So you're definitely not a debut. I watched you down at Aries a couple back in June, maybe. Mm-hmm. You fought down at the Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fast fight, man.
Pretty quick. Yeah.
What, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It was something else, man. How you feeling about this matchup? Feeling good?
I mean, yeah. You know, my first fight was against a jiu-jitsu dude, and I lost. So, I'm ready. I'm ready to get after this one.
Ready to write that mistake, right?
Yeah.
Feels good, man. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, we're 4 weeks out, man. You know, is this is all just trying to let everybody know, let it get a feel about the all the fighters that are going on. What got you into the sport, man? Like, what made you want to jump into the world of combat sports?
So, senior year, my coach, I was talking about it with my coach, and he said, you know, if that's what I wanted to do, then I should do it. Like, because he was with me, and, you know, 59-0, never made it out the first round. You know, that's, many people can't really say that. So, and I've, like, boxed a little bit, so it was just kind of, you know, all put together, I guess.
Was there anybody, you know, that was a big influence to make you do this, or is it just something that you just kind of was like, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to do this?
I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I could go on about that, but, I mean, I guess just watching it and, I don't know, just growing up, you know, I don't know. I really don't know.
So who is the biggest influence in the UFC right now for you?
I like Max Holloway. You know, he going, you know, right here, right now, let's do it. So I like Max. You know, Max inspired me.
Hey man, that's, you know, he's one of the good ones out there for sure. That's for sure. Yeah. Are you the only one from your team coming up for this event, or do you got other people?
No. Yeah, Wyatt's fighting on that card too for a title, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Anything you want to say to your team, you know, that's got your back in this one? Any words of encouragement? Any?
Man. Well, you know, we get after it every day and we go in. So I know, I know he's going to bring it home. So
awesome. Awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, you know, I got to see that, the long fight you had down at Aries. Was that your last fight? Was that the last fight?
Yeah, that was my last fight.
So you're coming off a couple months, just, you know, getting ready.
Yeah. Working hard.
How's this camp taught you? Is it treating you pretty good?
Oh yeah. Learned a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff still getting better where I was weak. So
good, good. It's good to hear. Yeah, man. I'm excited. You know, 4 weeks out, looking forward to it. This is going to be, I think it's going to be a real good card.
Yeah. This is an awesome card.
Yeah, it's definitely stacked. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of fights that's got my curiosity peaked to see how they go.
Yeah.
So, you got anything you want to tell your opponent that might be listening right now?
Good luck. You're going to need it. Just like I tell everybody else, you're going to need it.
Well, man, you know, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know this one wasn't long, but you know, it's like I said, thanks for giving us some time and letting the people know that you're ready, and that you tell your opponent good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, like I said, looking forward to it. Man, once you get there after weigh-ins and all that, I know there's a couple guys that are wanting to do like a post weigh-in interview and then maybe even a post fight interview. Come look for me. I'll be sitting somewhere with a table and a computer. So.
For sure. I'll see you soon.
All right, man. See you soon, man. 4 weeks away. Sure. Let's go.
4 weeks. Let's get it.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How you feeling? We're 4 weeks out, man.
I'm good. I'm excited. Weight cut's actually been really nice this fight. So probably one of my nicest ones. So feeling good.
Feeling good? Camp treating you right?
Oh, yeah. Doing good. Working hard. Got some good guys I'm sparring with and working with. So that's always nice.
Awesome. Awesome. It's good to hear that you're having a good camp, man, for sure. You know, man, I'm telling you what, this is the fourth one I've done tonight. The energy that I've got from all of you guys has been insane. I might still be riding like that natural high though, from the big Tennessee win last night, because, you know, go Vols, man.
That was a crazy game. Cause you know, it's hard to go out there. Anyone to go out there and beat Bama.
It's even funnier, you know, folks, I'm gonna go a little story time real quick. My cousin is the kicker for Alabama, Will Reichard.
Oh my gosh,
it's tough. You know, it was tough because I posted on Facebook like, "Sorry guys, Will, you gotta miss that kick." And I can't believe that he listened to me.
Right, he heard you. He somehow heard you through the TV.
He's like, "Man, I got you. Don't worry."
Yeah, that was, man, a crazy game though.
I know,
it's insane.
Last couple minutes, like that last 2 minutes, I'm pretty sure shaved like another 10 years off my life. I made a lot of I made a lot of promises to the guy upstairs. I gotta be good on.
Hey, well, I'm a Buckeyes fan, so anytime Bama loses, I'm feeling great too.
Hey, I'll pull for anybody that's playing Alabama that day. I don't care. Right. It's the third Saturday of October. 15 years in the making, man.
Tennessee's got a good team this year, though, so I wasn't too surprised, but it's always crazy when it's Bama.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we're 4 weeks out, Titans of the Cage. Is this your first time fighting the Titans of the Cage?
It's not. This will be my third time fighting under the promotion.
Third fight, man. How do you feel about it?
I'm good. I really like the promotion. I like the area. Been going. Obviously, we only went to Withville twice. These were the only two fights that I've had there. That's the only time I've been to Withville. But I love the area, the community. It's really nice. We went up there last fight, me and my friend, and we played pool at the – I think it might have been that – one of the weigh-ins for last year.
Yeah.
A little convention center or something where they had a bowling alley and everything. We actually ended up going back there after that fight and just playing pool and, you know, having fun doing whatever after weigh-ins and everything. So it's a nice little area.
So where are you fighting out of? Like, where are you coming from?
So I train in Greensboro, North Carolina, but I live in Winston-Salem.
Okay. Well, side note, my dog is from Greensboro. I've got him in Austin, and I come down there and picked him up about 2.5 years ago. But I've spent a lot of time in the Ashe County, like there, like Sparta, West Jefferson. So I love down there. The Blue Ridge Parkway's got a special place in my heart. That's for sure.
Yep.
But, you know, North Carolina, home of the best barbecue you'll ever put in your mouth, right?
I can't disagree with you there. Yeah. And Lexington's right under me, so I'm there all the time.
There you go, man. So what made you dive into like MMA? Like, what was the reasoning for wanting to jump into the combat sport?
So it's funny that that same friend is actually the one who got me into MMA. And he comes to all of my fights. He drives me there, and he's always there being supportive and everything. So originally, I was at Western Carolina my first year of college. I ended up transferring out. But that first year of college, I played rugby. And I originally went to Western Carolina to play football. I had a walk-on offer and ended up not being able to make the team because it was too full. So I played rugby for that year. And then after that, I decided to transfer out. Be closer to home. So I didn't really have a sport to play or anything once I went to my different school. I went to A&T, Aggie Pride, if anyone's listening. And but I didn't necessarily have a sport to play. So that interest, he got me kind of addicted to watching UFC and fights. We were watching ONE, UFC, Bellator, just about every weekend in the dorm rooms. So after that, I just kind of got a knack for it, and I did jiu-jitsu for like 2 years straight. Got into my first fight, probably shouldn't have been in there that first one, but after that went to a different gym, got it together, picked up for sure, and just loved it after that. And so it was really my friend getting me into it, and then just a knack for wanting to do it and see if I can be the best at what I do. So
hey, that's awesome. You know, a lot of these people just kind of, you know, oh, well, I started watching on TV and thought I could do that. But,
right,
you know, like, hey, you know, I thought I could do that. So I got in my first fight and it ended in about 10 seconds. But, hey, you know what? I still gave it the old college try.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of how the first fight went. I mean, I definitely, hindsight's 20/20, right? But I figured after that first one, I was like, definitely wasn't ready to go out there. Just from a striking standpoint, I'm a lot better now compared to that first one, obviously. But that first one kind of ate me up inside. I knew I had to get back in there because I know that wasn't what I could do to my best ability, at least. So
you know, going over that, like, what's your overall record right now? Where are you standing at?
I'm 2-2 right now.
2-2, trying to get a 3 in that win column, right?
3-2, yep, and that first one, lost pretty brutally. The second fight, I lost a split decision. And then after that, 2 first-round finishes.
There you go. So you, are you looking for the three in a row, trying to finish, try to get that turkey?
Well, we're gonna look for it. I definitely have a tougher opponent, so I'm not expecting to go in there and for sure just run them over or anything. Gotta respect my opponent for sure. But if it's there, if the opportunity is there, absolutely, I'm trying to get in and get out.
There you go. The less time spent in there, the less time, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
So, are you the only one, are you coming up with a team? Are you the only one on your team, or is it
other people? Yeah. So we've always had, it's always been a couple fighters on the card. It's me and the Matrix MMA out of Greensboro.
Okay.
It's just me and Ali on this card. We got a couple fighters fighting on a week before us, but it's me and Ali on this card. So
awesome.
Ali's also from the same gym. We both train at Matrix, so he'll be there also.
Nice. I'll have to make sure I get him scheduled into the
get
a chat with him.
He's an interested guy, and I'm sure he'll have a knack for the interview too.
Hey, you know, and that's what this has been about, man. This is about, you know, helping out those amateur fighters get ready to take the next step in that level, you know. Right before, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're going to decide to go professional or not. You know, that may be something you want to do. I don't know. Is that in the future for you, or are you going to?
I'm definitely looking for it. I'll say I do a lot for sure. Like, I've got law school on the horizon also. So,
awesome.
I definitely want to go pro though. When is it going to be? I don't know. But, also don't want to rush anything. I'm 22, going to be 23 next month. So I'm in no rush.
So what we can do is we can put out a reminder for all your future clients. If you try to mess up what his defense for you is, he will choke you out. Do not run.
That's right.
I tell you what, they probably, no judge is going to like try to hold you for contempt of court either, are they?
Right. They're going to call me your honor.
That's right. They're going to be like, your honor, is there anything else you have to say?
Right. I think it'd be cool. I have to change my nickname to the lawyer or something. That'd be pretty cool.
There you go. There
once
you go.
Once it happens, of course.
There you go. I like it. What's the nickname now? Do you got one now?
Nickname, again, my friend came up with is Doomsday. So it's got a nice little ring to it.
It does.
Darren Doomsday Williams. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
I like it. Darren the Lawyer Williams.
You're right. It'll have a ring to it once it gets there.
It will. Man, you know what? I thoroughly enjoy it. This has been awesome, man. So, what's been the driving force behind this camp, minus, you know, like, you got some role models in your life that you really, you know, that are pushing you to go better in this, or?
Yeah, so a couple people. I'll say Todd, my coach. He does a lot for me. He keeps me motivated. He keeps me in the gym. He always makes me work no matter what I'm doing, and anytime I don't slack off, but anytime anytime I'm slowing down, maybe getting off here and there, he keeps me on the right track and he keeps me focused. A couple guys I train with too. Don't want to name everybody because that'd be a long list at that point. But I'll say DeWitt, Tyler, and Dalton. All three of them are pros now. All three killers and do great in what they do for sure. So those guys keep me focused and motivated too, and so got some really good guys in the gym, and they help me out for sure, keep me focused.
Awesome, man. It sounds like you've got a good support cast around you, and that's kind of what it takes to go far in this game for sure.
100%.
No, it's definitely not a one-man Lone Ranger kind of ordeal.
No, it's not. Yeah, there's definitely a team behind it, and they keep me focused for the most part. So I do my best for sure.
Nice. So, like, you know, we were talking about the UFC. I don't remember. Is there any, like, certain influences right now in the UFC that really, you know, that are like, man, I, every time they're on, I have to be there in front of the TV to watch them for you?
Yeah, there's a few for sure. Big fan of Adesanya. Now, I can't necessarily model my style after him. I don't have his footwork and his style or swag, but He's one of the great fighters I love to watch. John Jones, when he's staying out of trouble.
Hey, really, you know what? Fighter. Hey, you know, he needs to call you to keep you on retainer.
Right.
You guys can run the courtrooms.
Right. He's a really great fighter. He's he was for sure the first guy I was like, wow, like, he, whatever he does is like amazing. And so those two, and I really like Usman too. Usman's a really great fighter, and his progression even through the UFC, even being undefeated, that little undefeated stunt, obviously, last fight didn't go so well for him, but
he looked to the left, and that was it.
Yeah, that was it. But his run for sure, and his style, I would say I would kind of model myself a little more after Usman. Obviously not as great a wrestler for sure, but I would kind of say that, mixing it up. I think I got a pretty good jab, and so I would kind of model myself after him.
Awesome. Awesome. Was there anything that you want to, you know, give out to your team, kind of, you know, thank them a little bit for getting you through this camp? Or
for sure, yeah. I want to thank Todd. I want to thank everybody at the Matrix gym, keeping me motivated, keeping me focused, and making sure I'm always training, working hard, because it's going to be a tough fight. I don't expect to go in there and be easy. I expect to fight for sure. So I want to thank those guys for sure, keeping me motivated. My family, my girlfriend does a lot too. She helps me out. If I'm sore, tense, whatever, she gets a massage gun and hits me every
time.
She's not
the one that's like, I don't want to see you get punched in the face, but you know what? I'll support you from the distance. She's right.
So she helps me out. And then again, my friend, he keeps me motivated, and he's always looking out for me. He's there at every fight, and so I really appreciate him too.
Awesome, man. You know, it's been a nice chat, man. You got anything you want to tell your opponent? Anything you want to say out there to him, let him know?
Yeah, I'm not one to disrespect anybody. So, there we go. I think both of our records can be definitely a little deceptive for sure. I think we're both batting 500, but I think that's definitely, we both face some decent opponents. So I don't even take that too much under consideration. I expect a good fight. I'm training hard. I hope he is too. And I just expect a good fight, really.
Awesome, man. You know what? Like I say, we're four weeks away. It's getting real. Time's getting there. I hope the camp continues to go good for you. I hope weight cut goes good. I hope you have a good cut.
Thank you.
Night of the weigh-ins, man. I'll be there floating around with my laptop and a microphone. So stop awesome, by, man. Say hello. We'll do something I definitely plan on wanting to do like a little couple of the guys are like, man, we want to be interviewed right after the weigh-ins, and then we want to be right after the fights too. So I'm looking forward to being there, having a little bit of extra, you know, to add for you guys. You know, if we're around, we shoot a game of pool. How about that?
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Awesome.
That's something I'm definitely into.
No, and if you're hungry, we'll go. I'm from Tazewell, about 45 minutes away from Wiffle, so I know where the good food places are.
Oh, that sounds great, because so, I will definitely be ready to eat.
Hey, you know, you like seafood?
Love seafood.
There's a good seafood place. You know, we'll all have to hit it up, and definitely.
Oh yeah, I'm interested for sure. Let's.
All right, man. Hey, it's been awesome. Can't wait to see what you got in the cage, man. We appreciate you, and looking forward to seeing what you got, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.